coin with a paw imprint on it rolls along, then falls over. It opens up and an eerie blue light shines from it, forming a hologram of the Warner Brothers shield. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. The shield spins and morphs into the letter V with other smaller Vs inside. Village Roadshow Pictures. A pair of large cat's eyes flash up before the light disappears and the object folds up into its original coin shape. A huge white satellite, stars twinkle in the night sky. Northern Germany satellite station. The image is just a reflection. A van drives through a puddle, disturbing it. The satellite is in the station, not in space. A barrier rises and the van drives into the station. A man gets out.
Yes, boss. I have the satellite codes with me. No, I didn't leave them in the truck. You think I'm stupid?
He's on the phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, they're with me, yeah? Yeah, I'm inputting them right now. Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I'm working very hard. Say hello to your wife.
Oh, she left you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
He hangs up and puts a key in a door. He stops and listens. He turns to see a spaniel puppy sitting on a step.
Little puppy, what are you doing here? It's so cold. Come inside and warm up with Friedrich. Come here.
He picks up the puppy.
Hello. Hello.
Friedrich opens the door and goes in.
Thanks.
A bloodhound.
I found a new companion for you.
He puts down the briefcase and keys.
Say hi to your new friend.
Hello. Oh, I'm your new friend. We are friends.
Rex. Stop it. It's only a little puppy. Now you sound angry. Stop it. He can hear you. Close your mouth. No, Rex. So illogical. Rex, what's wrong with you? Come.
Friedrich drags Rex off. The puppy smiles. Friedrich takes Rex outside.
Where are your manners? Sit. Sit. Sit down. We have a guest. You'll stay out here to learn how to behave.
Leaving Rex outside, Friedrich heads for the door. It's locked.
No. Locked? But how?
Rex canters round to the back of the building. He stands up, resting his front paws against a window ledge and looks in. The puppy has opened the briefcase and is taking photos of the documents inside. One reads top secret satellite codes. Rex gawps, then barks. The puppy notices him and it unzips the front of its fur. It's a disguise. Inside, there is an ugly furless cat.
Meow.
The cat shoots a grappling hook upwards and rises up through a hatch. Rex runs round the bins to his bowl and presses a button on it. The top of the bowl lifts. Rex puts his paw onto a paw-shaped sensor, and a bulldog appears on a screen.
State your business.
Agent 127, breaking radio silence. I have spotted Kitty Galore. I repeat, I have spotted Kitty Galore.
James Bond-like opening credits. A tunnel of opening lenses. A green light shines at the end. Red paw prints cover the screen. Red doggy bones, then purple fish skeletons, then red cats move in spirals.
Sending out the message to all of my friends.
Christina Applegate. Michael Clark Duncan. Neil Patrick Harris. Sean Hayes. James Marsden. Bette Midler. Roger Moore, Nick Nolte, Joe Pantoliano, Wallace Shawn, Cat Williams. Amongst golden clouds, the silhouettes of different dogs sitting on large golden bones. Chris O'Donnell, Jack McBrayer, Fred Armisen, Paul Rodriguez, Keeman Shipka.
So you better get this body started.
One of the bones opens and hundreds of tennis balls fall out. One of the tennis balls opens up and a red ball rolls out, lasers shining out of it. The lasers form a web. Cats leap through the web. Wall trailing from a ball catches fire on one of the lasers. Several balls of wall bounce forward. The trail that caught fire shortens like a fuse until it reaches the ball, which explodes. The flames fill the screen, then recede into the shape of a cat, which stalks along. Cats and dogs bound along the suspension cable of the Golden Gate Bridge. A cat wearing bat wings swoops past them, others parachute around them. Two goldfish in a bowl, three cats surround the bowl and the goldfish fly into the air. Executive producers Brent O'Connor and Bruce Berman. Produced by Andrew Lazar, Polly Johnson. Based on characters created by John Requa and Glenn Ficarra. Written by Ron J. Friedman and Steve Benkick. Directed by Brad Payton. A laser cuts out the shape of a cat in metal gates. The top of a fire hydrant opens into sections and an aerial extends, then a satellite dish fans open around it. A pigeon flies out, loses some feathers and retreats. Huge yellow cat's eyes glow in the gloom. Cats and dogs, the revenge of Kitty Galore. A satellite floats above the Earth. It focuses in on the west coast of America. A caption reads San Francisco, California. Cars drive across the Golden Gate Bridge.
We've all seen his commercials, but today it appears Crazy Carlito really is off his rocker. He's claimed his prices are insane. Now it appears he is too. The situation is tense as we wait for someone to come end this standoff.
Carlito, dressed as Uncle Sam, stands on the bonnet of a car, smashing it up with a hammer. Another car careens along the road and pulls up by the crowd. A handsome guy and an Alsatian police dog get out. The man, all dressed in black, gazes across the road at Carlito. A uniformed officer addresses him.
Shane, get over here.
Shane heads over.
Diggs, stay.
Diggs the dog stays.
Give me the situation, Captain.
We got a first-class nutcase here. Four hostages inside. All used car salesmen. I've got mixed feelings about this one. Huh. That wacko so much as changes channels on that thing and this whole lot explodes.
Diggs is talking.
Only one thing to do here.
He heads off.
You are mine. You are so mine.
Diggs creeps between the two cars towards Carlito.
All I can...
Come any closer and the last thing you'll hear is boom! Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Diggs. No. Diggs! Get out of there! Get out! Get out!
Guys, let's go!
Get out of there!
The hostages run out, thinking Shane is yelling at them. Carlito has a switch in his hand linked to the explosive device. Dig runs out and sinks his teeth into Carlito's backside. Carlito yelps and the remote control goes sailing out of his hand. Shane and the cop gawp. Diggs races over the car and catches it in his teeth.
Oh yeah! Diggs, no!
Huh? Uh-oh.
Diggs sprints away from the used car sales office as it explodes in a huge fireball he sent flying into the air. The image freezes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. You want to recruit that guy? He just blew up a car dealership.
A used car dealership. True, he may not be a great cop, but he has the potential to be a great agent. He's fearless, barks in the face of danger, and is trained in paw-to-paw combat. Plus, the only thing he hates more than following orders is cats.
Well, hating cats is good.
And exactly what we need to take down Kitty Galore.
Fine, but I don't know who you're gonna find dumb enough to partner with him.
Easy, I'm barking right at him.
Woof.
A squad car pulls up outside San Francisco Police Department. Inside, Shane stands at the captain's desk. Captain Fleming slams down papers.
Suspended?
This dog is a disaster. We've sent him to obedience school, what, three times now? And he still won't listen.
Don't put him back in the system. He's been in and out of kennels his whole life. He's never had a home. I'll tell you what, I will adopt him.
Sorry, Shane. He's state property. Besides, you have a new baby now. You don't need this kind of trouble at home. Let him go, Shane. Let him go.
Captain, please don't make me do this.
In the corridor, Diggs overhears and hangs his head. Other police dogs.
Nice one, Diggs.
Shane kneels in front of Diggs, who stands in the doorway of a mesh cage.
I'm sorry, Diggs. I know you tried. You always try, just... sometimes a little too hard. Like this cop thing. Sometimes you just gotta play with others. It's not always about being the top dog. Diggs, I'm sorry, buddy.
Shane removes Diggs' protective police jacket. Diggs clenches his jaw, the jacket in his teeth. Eventually, he lets go. Shane takes it off him and puts it on the floor. Diggs puts a paw up on Shane's knee and Shane takes Diggs' paw in his hand.
I'll do everything I can to get you out of here. Until then, you'll be a good boy.
He gets up and closes the cage door.
I love you, buddy.
Shane heads off with Diggs' jacket.
This isn't so bad, right? How's it going, Floor? What's up, Cage? Que possible? Did you guys miss me? Because I'm back. Back in the kennel again.
The water in his bowl bubbles.
Hey, what the?
Oh. A periscope.
Okay, this is creeping me out.
Hello? Anyone home? Hello?
The periscope focuses on him. The caption reads, "Target acquired." It disappears. A trapdoor opens. It opens in front of the cage. A large white dog, Butch, rises through the trapdoor.
Hey, who are you?
When they put an elevator in there?
Name Special Agent Butch, and against better judgment, you're being recruited into a secret organization to help fight the spread of radical felinism.
Okay. Is somebody pulling my tail here?
This isn't a joke, Diggs.
Hey, how do you know my name?
I just came up out of the floor. Let's assume I'm smart enough to know your name. While you and your cop buddies are here chasing your tails, there's an elite team of dogs charged with the noble responsibility of protecting mankind. We want you to join that team. This is a one-time-only offer, Diggs. I suggest you say yes.
It's tempting, but I can't just say yes to every offer that comes through that floor.
Kid, you already spent half your life locked up in this place. And there's a good chance you're gonna spend the rest of your life here, too. But the choice is yours. You can stay here and fight roaches over your kibble, or you can come with me and fight cats.
Fight cats? Why didn't you say something? Now move over, Rover. This dog's ready to... Help my dog!
I just vacuumed the seat, so try not to shed.
They fall through the trapdoor into a jet-powered shuttle.
Oh, we're going really fast, aren't we? This is nice. This is really enjoyable. I'm enjoying this.
Sure you okay, Lucia?
I'm fine. Good. No, not good. Yeah, I'm gonna
bark. They speed along winding tunnels.
This is Agent 3293. I've got the package.
Numerous tunnels lead into a giant dog bowl. Dog World headquarters. In the shuttle, a bone on the speedometer slows to zero. Butch changes gear from K9 to Stay.
Careful now. New recruits sometimes get a little woozy after their first ride. Are you okay there, rookie?
Yeah, I'm good. Totally fine. I'm just gonna lay down here till the room stops spinning.
Let's go, Super Dog. The fun's just beginning.
Yeah, you know, I think we have different definitions of fun.
Just wait. Now prepare yourself, kid. You're about to experience something no human and very few canines ever see.
Greetings, Agent Butch. Activate pause scan. Now.
Butch puts his paw on the scanner. A heavy-duty round metal door slides apart. They head into an operations room with a big screen at the end. Dogs of all shapes and sizes go about their business.
Sweet! This is like Petco meets Vegas.
Today's seminar, harassment in the workplace. Doberman or not, do not pinch her.
Welcome to Dog HQ, the nexus of our whole operation.
Hey, Mike, you want to grab some lunch?
No, I don't like you, Carl.
We're the thin, furry line between humans and total chaos. Try and keep up, kid.
Hey, guys, watch! I'm skateboarding!
Our lead agents work and train 24-7 to combat all enemies, foreign and domesticated. We take the saying, man's best friend, very seriously here.
Dogs play cards.
Hey, Butch.
Hey, Slim.
Why do we do all this? To make sure it never becomes a cat-eat-dog world out there.
Two blonde Afghan hounds pass.
Oh, hello, ladies. Hate to see you go. Love to watch you leave.
I'll stop drooling already. Come on, I want to introduce you to someone.
Could you introduce me to them, please? Hey, wait up!
Dog, coming through!
The covert ops room.
Flying a catapult. Oh, my!
Hey, watch your paws in here. Don't touch anything. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
A dog swings round in a chair. It has a cat's face.
Oh, some kind of cat, get back!
Oh, I forgot. This is the Catamatron 3000. It trains you to think like the enemy. Literally.
Oof, it's like someone's been playing fetch with the ugly stick.
This is Peek, tech specialist and head of covert ops.
Hi.
What up, dog?
So, Peek, you got anything that actually works?
Peek takes off the catamatron.
Follow me.
A collar rises out of a table.
Butch, your new collar is fitted with the latest Rawhide 7 communications package. Lockpick, netting, helium neon laser, grappling hook, and liver-scented breath freshener. And this is yours.
Sweet! What's it do?
Oh. Hold your name tag on your neck.
Butch, you look like you've lost some weight.
I'm sorry, my name's Diggs, and I always look this good.
Sam, I'm over here.
Oh, sorry. The boss wants to see you two pronto.
Get a haircut, you hippie.
Congratulations, Agent Buttercup, on the birth of your son.
They go into an office. A chair swings round. It's bespectacled Beagle Boss, Agent Lou.
Have a seat, gentlemen. No, off!
Huh?
Off the couch! Off the couch!
Sorry.
It's just you guys were outside and you're dirty.
That's because we're field agents, Lou. We can't all be desk jockeys like you sitting around wearing ugly sweaters.
Hey, I like this sweater. It was a gift from my grandma.
Can you give it back?
So, you're the dog who likes to blow up buildings.
Yeah, that was an accident.
You seem to have a lot of accidents, Diggs.
Look, can we just cut to the chase already and get to why I'm here?
Of course. 3 hours ago, we intercepted this transmission from a mysterious villain from the feline underworld.
He shuts the blinds.
We believe this was meant for all cats. Take a look.
On a screen.
Greetings, my future feline followers. My name is Kitty Galore.
Is that even a cat?
And may I present the most adorable creature in my life, little Scrumptious.
Say hello, darling.
The hairless cat and a mouse.
The age of the dog as man's so-called best friend is over! In 2 days, I will unleash a sound only those drool-bag dogs can hear. A sound so devastating, so terrifying, it will drive all dogs completely insane. I call this sound the call of the wild! Once the dogs go woohoo, humans will be forced to get rid of him. And without their protection, I will enslave all mankind!
Kitty,
nothing and no one will stop me from ruling the world. Kitty Galore, out!
Ooh, that cat makes the hair on my butt stand up. Kitty has been number one on our most wanted list for a year. Last week, she and her hench cat, Paws, resurfaced in Germany and stole top secret satellite codes. Our sources also tell us Paws recently tried to eliminate this pigeon, Seamus.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Can a bird take a bath without it ending up on the internet?
We don't know what the connection is, but right now Seamus is our only link to Kitty. We find him, and he can lead us to her. We have less than 2 days to find Kitty Galore before she activates her Call of the Wild. Your mission? Fetch and retrieve that bird.
That sounds easy enough. Just give me some bread, a big net, and a hammer.
We need him alive.
Okay, scratch the hammer.
So, you have your assignment. Find Seamus before the cats do.
San Francisco Playland, a fairground. In a trailer, Kitty talks to Paws via a computer.
You let Seamus get away? It's just impossible to find good help these days. That rat with wings has vital information that could destroy my entire plan. We cannot let that happen now, can we, little Scrumptious? Paws! What are you waiting for? I want this pigeon, Seamus, in your mouth, on my doorstep, immediately! Out! I said out! Out, 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 out! What's wrong with this stupid mouse? Oh, Scrumptious! Now, I barely crushed you. Think how lucky you are. You could be living out in that jungle instead of our brand new lair. Isn't this wonderful? It's perfect. Almost perfect.
Kitty eyes the photo of a man with a goofy grin and tosses her mouse aside.
Oh, look, Kitty! You think those are real fishies, don't you? That's adorable. Great news. We are headliners!
He picks Kitty up.
Would you believe it was only 2 months ago when I walked in here to find you?
Yeah, whoa.
Kitty escapes and walks into his magician's hat.
Oh, I see what you're thinking. A new opening, right? Of course! That's genius! Pure genius!
He picks something up.
Oh, there we go. Oh, you are excited. Every magician needs one of these. Oh, yes. Oh.
He's put Kitty in a fluffy bunny suit.
Oh, Kitty.
Kitty scowls at him. Just over 23 hours to Kitty's deadline.
This is the rendezvous point. Intel says the pigeon we're looking for flew into that building. Now remember what Lou said. Follow my lead. When I say wag your tail, you ask how hard. Got it?
So what's with the girly fanny pack?
Butch has one on his back. They approach Coit Tower. A security guard sits in the lobby. He gets up, takes a torch from his pocket, and heads out.
Oh, we can stop playing games with one. Oh, I know you don't want this. You don't want to come out. You can hide. You don't want some of the what?
He does kung fu moves. He scans his torch around the forecourt. Butch and Diggs are hiding behind two walls.
Now watch this maneuver, kid. I call it fetch a stick.
Butch picks up a stick in his teeth and throws it. The security guard spins round.
Come on, come on, go get it.
The guard shines his torch in the direction of the stick and steps over.
Let's go.
Sucker.
I don't know why, but this building really appeals to me. Of course it does. It looks like a giant fire hydrant.
Yep, that's it.
Diggs pees on the steps.
Butch, this would go a lot faster if you didn't watch me.
Come on, hurry up. By the time you're done, the bird will have flown.
A cat spies on them. The cat opens a briefcase.
Say hello to my little friend.
She takes out a rolled-up newspaper, the Bay Courier. Butch and Diggs head upstairs.
Huh, it's quiet. A little too quiet.
Huh? Butch, it's time to take out the trash!
He knocks over the bin.
What are you doing?
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Hey, easy, easy. Watch the teeth.
Stand down. That bird's our informant. He works for us.
Informant work? I do neither of these things. And when's the last time you had a mint?
You, Seamus?
That is privileged information. Who wants to know?
Are you kidding me? Dog HQ sent us to protect you. Now let's go.
Good. It's about... Wait a second. How do I know you don't work for the cats?
The crow flies at midnight.
What? What crow? What's he talking about?
That's the passphrase. And you answer with, the eagle...
Owes me $5.
Close enough.
No, wait. Hang on, I'll get it. Was it a penguin?
I just told you it was an eagle.
It's a ballerina.
All right, enough. Why does Kitty Galore have a price on your beak?
I don't know. I never met her. That was my cousin Nikki's business.
Kitty wouldn't be after you if you didn't know something.
Nikki just crashed at my pad sometimes. I don't know anything, I tell you. My brain is the size of a grape. Or a raisin. Either a big raisin or a little grape.
All right. Don't get your feathers all ruffled. You're completely safe now that we're... Oh!
The cat wields the paper as a weapon.
Look out! Assassin! With a rolled-up newspaper!
No sweat. Just a little kitty cat.
Hand over the bird.
Ooh, a girl kitty cat.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
Her steely claws extend from her paws one by one. She cuts I love cats into the fur on Diggs' chest.
Whoa, what the... Oh, now it is on, Furball!
Diggs, protect the bird. I'll take the cat.
No way, you protect the bird. That cat's all mine.
Ow! You can both have the cat. I'm out of here.
Ah! I told you to watch the bird.
See ya, ladies. I gotta fly!
Hey, whoa.
The cat launches herself out of the window after the pigeon. She presses a button on her collar and bat wings emerge.
You always have to do it your way, don't you, Hotcha?
Yeah, you're right. I should have seen a flying cat coming.
What the?
Butch tugs on a cord on the pack he's wearing. It opens and wings extend from it. Two controls reach out to the front and jets fire up.
No way! Your backpack just turned into a jet?
Diggs, hang tight. I'm going after that bird.
Huh? Not without me!
Diggs grabs onto Butcher's back.
Oh no!
Stop it! I can't see!
Billboard!
They burst through the face of a cat on a billboard.
No, not too old for this poop!
The cat nears the pigeon.
Wait! I have a dozen eggs waiting for me at home. You can have six of them.
The pigeon flies through scaffolding.
Follow me through this, cat!
Careful what you wish for.
I didn't mean follow me for real. I was playing. Float like a butterfly, sting like a pickle! Mayday, mayday!
I've got you, bird!
The cat swoops towards Seamus. Butch and Diggs burst through a window and follow. The cat flies through a hole in plastic sheeting. The plastic sheeting sticks to Butch and Diggs. It drops off them.
Come on, Miss Daisy, can't this thing go any faster?
This is only built for one rookie!
Hand me my brothers!
A flock of pigeons fly in front.
Oh, you're not gonna lose me that easy.
Where you going?
Ha! The end of the line, bird!
She targets one.
I'm almost on top of her!
No! I got it!
Hey, are you crazy?
Diggs leaps and drops. Just as the cat is about to grab the pigeon, Diggs tears her wing.
Oh, hey, squirrel!
He falls through the branches of a tree, in the air.
Oh boy, this is not good!
Butch is losing control of his jet machine. He careers through the air and down towards a play park. He flies into a tubular slide and emerges without his wings. Seamus flaps his wings desperately. The cat falls onto the grass.
Can't fly too well with a broken wing, can you?
He flies into a sign.
Ouch!
He falls to the ground.
my wing.
Oh, that doesn't look right.
Call
her. The cat pounces.
You busted my favorite wing. Get ready for a lawsuit, lady.
The cat's been trapped in a net. Day at Golden Gate Park, 10 hours, 22 minutes and 44 seconds until Kitty's deadline.
We've been at this all night. Now, for the last time, where's Kitty Galore?
I don't know.
Dick sprays her with water.
No!
Don't like the water, huh?
No, anything but water, I beg you.
He does it again.
Dick, that is not a valid interrogation technique.
Back off, Butch. This is how we do things downtown.
Oh, you really think I'm gonna fall for your good dog, bad dog routine?
Human!
Oh! Hi!
They're in the slide.
Hey, doggies. Ew!
They sniff each other's bums.
Yuck!
Guys, question. Why is butt sniffing always your fallback position?
Hey, don't knock until you've sniffed it. Now talk!
No, no more water! No more water!
Agent 47?
Cab?
We're getting a
burst. Cab, come in. Can you hear me?
Being compromised.
Aw, man, where'd you get one of those fancy collars?
Agent, wait. If you're not working for Kitty Galore, who are you?
Name's Catherine. I'm with Meows.
Meows? Collar. Laser.
A laser comes out of Butch's collar and zaps her handcuffs.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What's Meows?
Mousers enforcing our world's safety. Feline intelligence.
Feline intelligence, huh? Okay, quick. What's 8 times 8?
64.
Ha! Wrong! It's 8, carry the 3, move 2. I'm gonna have to get back to you.
Meows protects the world's cats against the pooch peril. That's you, Rover.
Human!
Ah!
Hide.
The same girl enters.
Can't you doggies do anything else?
They sniff each other's bums again.
Ugh, why is this always our fallback position?
No.
So you weren't hired by Kitty Galore to find the bird?
Wrong again, Fleabag. My mission is to find her and take her down. See, Kitty Galore, a.k.a. Ivana Clawyou, was one of Meow's best agents until about a year ago.
No, don't come any closer.
She was on assignment at a cosmetics factory when a guard dog chased her into a vat of hair removal cream.
In black and white, Kitty falls off a metal walkway into a vat of liquid. The liquid is bright pink. A furless claw reaches out from the vat.
Hairless beyond recognition and humiliated by her fellow agents, Ivana left Meows and returned to her home.
She's thrown out.
Scram!
It's snowing.
But it's Christmas.
I'll make them pay.
She stalks off.
After that, she went rogue. Changed her name to Kitty Galore and has been bent on revenge ever since.
Wait, if she wants to destroy all dogs, why are you trying to stop her?
Contrary to your belief, all cats aren't evil. We care about humans just as much as you do. Kitty wants revenge on dogs and humans, and that is why she must be stopped.
Hey, doggies!
What is wrong with you, kid? How many times can you go down the same slide?
The girl gawps at Seamus.
I'm sorry. I mean, coo.
Mommy! Mommy!
We've been compromised. Unless you turn into a parrot, never talk in front of humans.
Listen. I know Kitty. She's coming after this bird, and you're gonna need my help.
Sorry, Agent Licks a lot. No cats allowed.
Ah, finally. Something we agree on.
You guys don't have a choice. Just try and stop me.
At home, Shane pours milk into a mug. His wife rocks a baby in her arms and wanders into another room. The caller display reads SFPD.
Hello?
Officer Larson, this is Officer Raymond. Your canine partner, Diggs, is missing.
What?
During today's rounds, it was reported that his cage was vacant. He seems to be lost.
How do you lose Diggs?
Well, sir, he's not officially lost. We're filing the appropriate papers.
Well, go back in the kennel and check for him. He didn't just fall through the floor.
Yes, sir.
Shane grabs his jacket and marches off.
Sorry, honey. I'll be back. Diggs is missing.
In dog headquarters.
Today's cafeteria specials are leftover meatloaf and bacon.
Follow me, cat. For your own good, I suggest you avoid sudden moves.
The 7 p.m. screening of Scooby-Doo is now sold out. Tickets still available.
Wait! Is that a cat? Why is everybody looking at me like they've never seen a crippled pigeon riding on a dusty dog?
Two puppies go through the bins.
You guys stay out of there! Hatches, no! That computer is not a chew toy. Hey, get your tail out of that pencil sharpener. Cookie, stop barking at your brother.
Where the heck is the dog whisperer when you need him?
Yeah, at least they're not all wearing sweaters.
The wife is at the groomer's today, so I'm watching the litter.
Huh? A doggy-shaped alarm.
Uh-oh. Patches, take your brothers outside to play fetch.
Let's go!
and don't take treats from strangers.
They leave.
Kids.
Tab Lazenby. So, you're the new fat cat at Meow's. And when I say fat cat, I mean, you might want to switch to the skim milk.
Oh, Lou, so catty. I see they've given you the key to the executive dumpster. All that butt-sniffing paid off. But enough pleasantries. You have one of my operatives.
And I understand that Kitty Galore is one of yours, too.
She's our spilled milk. We'll lick it up. You can't begin to imagine how dangerous she is. She'll never stop until she has her revenge.
She's threatening us, Tab.
It takes a dog to chase a cat.
But it'll take a cat to catch this kitty.
This isn't about who should go after Kitty. It's about protecting the humans.
She's right. We can't just sit around arguing jurisdiction.
Unless. Now, this would be a first in our political history.
With 24 hours left on Kitty's deadline, we may have no other choice.
Cats and dogs will have to work together.
A dog drops a bone-shaped weight.
That ain't right.
What? No way, man. Work with her? Why don't we just go ahead and make an alliance with the mailman while we're at it?
Diggs! Wait outside with Seamus.
Work with cats? I'd rather have worms.
Outside, now!
Where I'm from, we don't play with cats. Chase them.
Bye-bye now.
Lou, the kid's got a point. We can't just work with cats. We can't trust them.
Diggs and Seamus outside the office.
What do these guys want from me? I can't work with a cat. But I don't want to go back to the kennel either. You ever live in a cage, my friend?
I wish. The little swings, free sunflower seeds, that little mirror to hang with.
Oh, man, I wish I was back with my partner, Shane. Now, that was a sweet setup.
You know who has the sweetest setup? Cats. Talk about cushy. They're pampered like royalty. This one house my cousin Nikki used to work at for Kitty Galore, it was a feline paradise.
House?
What house?
Diggs bounds into the office.
Butch! I think I know where we can find Kitty.
East Oakland, 10 hours till deadline, on a street.
This is historic. Three species coming together, putting aside our differences to solve a mystery. This is like the dream team said we ain't dreaming. Pick up your paws, y'all. We're almost there.
What are you talking about? Is there a soundproof bag we can stuff him in?
This is a joint where Nikki smuggles stuff for Kitty Galore. I think. No, it is. I'm positive. 65% sure. I could go up to 67, but I'm... Oh, look, a potato bug.
Stay alert. Kitty could be ready to pounce inside.
We're on an epic quest through foreign lands, learning about each other. And a little about ourselves.
Caller, lockpick.
A lockpick extends and goes into the lock on a door. They push the door of the house open and peer inside. Butch goes in first, the others follow. He looks into the living room.
Look out!
Cats lounge around in a stupor.
Whoa, man.
Hey, it's like a bunch of dogs, man.
Awesome.
Hey, are we related?
Dude, I saw it blink.
What's up with these guys?
Hopped up on catnip. Cat ladies. Such enablers.
Okay, stay on your toes, team. Let's move.
Butch knocks a ceramic cat over.
Ooh!
The cat lady spots Catherine.
Oh, boy. Does Schnookums want attention? Oh, lovely.
The old lady hugs and squeezes Catherine.
Beautiful pussy cat, beautiful pussy. Whoops, oh dear.
Catherine bolts.
Hey, try and keep up, Schnookums.
Go play in traffic.
Shake a tail feather on the clock here.
Okay, here's what we got. One fresh microchip and, oh, a thingamajig with a button on it.
All right, it looks like one of Kitty's hench cats. The key word here is stealth. No one makes a move till I say so.
Excuse me, I'm a cat. I think I know a thing or two about stealth.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the rookie.
Let's talk more rock!
What?
All right, everybody down on the floor!
Diggs trips.
Beat it, it's the cops!
I have underwear on my head, don't I?
I said stealth! You just lost us one of our leads!
Oh, hey! How's it going?
I want answers.
No, I want answers.
No, I want answers.
No, I want answers.
I'll give both of you guys answers. I'm an encyclopedia of answers.
All right, where's Kitty Galore?
She's... Who?
Let me at it!
The hench cat Calico sounds an alarm. A cat litter tray shakes.
Is this supposed to do that?
Cat litter shoots out of the litter tray.
I'm going to guess no. It's not supposed to do that.
Oh, this is not good.
You fools! In 5 minutes, this room will fill up and you're all gonna drown in kitty litter!
bet you weren't expecting that, suckers!
But, you're inside too.
No, I'm long gone. Outside, safe and sound, while you losers are in here, trapped in a rising tide.
Calico looks around at the growing mounds of cat litter.
Get me out of here! I'll tell you anything! Anything!
And with that, I am officially no longer the dumbest animal in the room.
Hey, the window! We can get out the window!
If we all work together, we can reach it. We'll form a dog-cat pyramid. You step on my back, Catherine will step on yours.
Forget it! She'll scratch me! How about I get on her back?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just try it and see what happens?
I'll do it.
Cat litter pours through a vent into the old lady's living room.
Goodness, someone made a stinky.
Why can't you cats just go in the yard like a normal animal?
Just like a dog, rushing in without thinking.
You do want to live?
Does Snookums need to be let outside?
She opens the laundry room door and is blasted backwards by a tidal wave of kitty litter. As the dust clears, Seamus, Butch, Diggs and Calico come bounding out, two squiffy cats.
Whoa, did you see that?
Yeah, I know. Wait, what are we talking about?
Outside.
You guys aren't mad, are you?
Where's Kitty? Start talking now, or these dogs are gonna rip into you like a bag of snossages.
Okay.
Look, I don't know where Kitty is, but I can tell you this. For months now, Kitty has been stealing technology from, like, NASA, the Pentagon. Oh, you should have seen what we got from Bill Gates' cat, Mr. Windows. Now, I'm just the middle cat. I take the parts, give them to pigeon couriers, and they fly them to a secret location.
Which is where?
How would I know? It's a secret.
Sounds like she's building something.
But what?
Who can understand the mind of a crazy old cat?
I know.
Wait, what? You know what she's building?
No, I know a crazy old cat.
Alcatraz prison, 8 hours, 13 minutes and 50 seconds to Kitty's deadline.
Okay, guys, this cat is nuts, but he might lead us to Kitty. So unless you want a bone buried where the sun don't shine, let me do all the talking.
Yes, sir, Captain Mr. Man.
Keep pushing me, Diggs. Now watch your step on these stairs and stay close. Things could get hairy.
If I grow any hair, I am leaving. I can't do hair and feathers.
They enter the prison via a small kennel. A sign reads, warning, no humans beyond this point. A barred gate slides back. Whittering away to himself, Seamus gets left behind for a moment.
This was a letter.
Wait up! Don't leave me!
Prison cells.
Hey, birdie.
A cat's tattoo reads, dog killer.
Check out my ink.
And I heart mom.
Oh, how cute. He hearts his mommy.
A kitten.
Oh, what a cute one. Can we leave now?
You look tasty.
Tasty? Why, thank you. I try to keep fit.
They proceed to a high-security cell where a fluffy white cat wearing a Hannibal Lecter mask is strapped to an upright board.
Mr. Tinkles, we need the inside of your twisted mind to locate Kitty Galore. If you were to build a doomsday device...
You'll never find love, you know. I can tell by the way you're sitting. So, apart from the others, they wouldn't invite any ordinary cat, would they?
No.
You're an agent with meows. Spying on your own brothers and sisters? Naughty little girl. But that takes a very special kind of feline. Someone dedicated, driven, and very angry.
But at who, Daddy?
Who's your daddy, Catherine?
That's enough!
But you look old and fat. And after all these years, still
only a field agent.
Listen here, you freaky cat.
What?
We're here to talk about Kitty Galore.
Who the heck are you? That bulge under your left ear. You were implanted with an RFID microchip. I'm guessing police work.
My. So young to be dismissed from the force. Tell me, officer. Do you hate me? Do you want to chew me up and spit me out, as has been done to you in relationship after relationship?
Dix whines.
Ooh, do me next, do me. What color am I thinking of?
The last bird who stood this close to me, well, I enjoyed his company with a plate of fancy feast and a nice saucer of milk.
I was thinking of blue, Creepy McGee. Originally, I was thinking yellow. Yellow's so obvious.
Dogs.
The dog killer cat tears his mattress open with a claw to reveal a basic homemade radio. He leans forward and talks into its microphone.
Hey, Kitty. I got news.
Kitty Galore comes off her radio.
What is the world coming to? Cats and dogs can't work together. What to do? What to do? Aha! Pause! Hmm? Time to call in the McDougal twins. Oh, I always wondered what Garfield would look like in a dress. Ah, betrayed by my own kind. I guess it's just you and me, Scrumptious. Wait, where's Scrumptious? 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 Scrumptious!
In Paw's mouth.
You animal! Spit him out! Spit him out! If anyone eats that mouse, it's gonna be me!
Kitty jumps on Paws, who spits Scrumptious out. Okay. Hiding him.
Okay, Scrumptious. Not a squeak.
Surprise. I have got a surprise for you.
Chuck brings a box into the trailer.
Kitty, now watch carefully. For our big opening, you are going to go in here, like this.
He demonstrates.
Let's see. Sword A into slot B. The crowd oohs and ahs as I put sword D into slot 7. And then I say the magic words. And then...
He opens the box.
Ta-da!
Inside, a cuddly toy has been skewered. Ooh.
Ooh. That was wrong.
Kitty looks terrified. It's Alcatraz.
Enough pussyfooting around, Tinkles. Where's Kitty Galore?
All right, everybody chill. There is one way to defeat Kitty Galore. Step one, release me immediately.
What? Forget it.
Step two, I'm going to need a space shuttle.
No.
Oh, all right. You guys are no fun.
Look, I can't help you fight other villains, all right? It's a professional courtesy thing. I'd be blackballed, laughed at, I'd lose my pension.
However, I will say this. A cat's eye reveals everything.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
It's a riddle, Sherlock.
Oh,
I was trying to be mysterious. Oh, never mind. And now, leave! I'm planning my escape, you know.
Yeah? Good luck with that.
What? Good luck? For the great Tinkles? An evil genius doesn't need good luck! Although I could use a passport and a speedboat.
Cat's rule.
On the ferry back from Alcatraz, a sign reads, "No pets allowed except seeing eye dogs." Catherine puts sunglasses on an old guy with a walking stick who's asleep on a bench.
There. That ought to do it.
What was Tinkles talking about? A cat's eye reveals everything. That don't even make no sense.
Tinkles doesn't know where Kitty Galore is. He's manipulative. He's psychotic.
In other words, you're typical feline.
Psychotic is chasing a ball when it's just going to be thrown again. What a pointless activity.
Let me tell you something. The game of fetch happens to be one of the most exciting outdoor sports, this side of squirrel chasing.
Would you two please muzzle it?
Beneath the ferry, out beyond the boat's spinning propellers, a school of fish disperses to reveal the McDougal twins wearing goldfish bowl-style helmets. In pursuit of the boat, the two ginger cats cling onto an underwater craft resembling a manta ray. Angus McDougal pulls himself up onto the boat with a grappling hook.
Now, where is that stupid bird Kitty wants us to knock off?
Ha! Seamus.
Here you are.
What? What's happening, Angus? Let me see.
Duncan, would you be quiet?
After the mission, can we get ice cream?
Yes, we can get ice cream. Now be quiet.
Oh, I love ice cream.
Attention, humans. This is your Captain Angus, not a cat.
Ah.
There's a wheel up front, and he's taking song requests, and he's made of candy. Go now, go!
Something's up.
A laser dot.
Oh, hello, little red dot. Hey! Hold up. What the?
Seamus, what are you doing?
Catherine?
Look out! The McDougal twins!
The McWhat?
They shoot grabbers.
Oh, Catherine, look out!
A grabber latches onto Butcher's collar. Diggs jumps in front of Catherine and one gets him.
Diggs, what'd you do that for?
Not sure!
Catherine, protect that pigeon!
Duncan chases Catherine.
I'll get the cat!
Catherine steals the old guy's belt and wields it like a weapon. The old guy remains asleep as Duncan swings a pair of nunchucks. They have squeaky mouse handles. Angus chases Seamus on some steps.
I love Scotland. And the Scotch cake.
Where'd you go? Have brain heart.
Duncan snares Catherine's belt with his nunchucks. She kicks his helmet off and it lands on Seamus, trapping him inside. Angus pounces. The grabber ropes are attached to the side of the boat. They retract, dragging Diggs and Butch towards the edge.
Power laser.
Butch severs his rope with a laser. Duncan drops a woolly grenade.
Have fun.
A timer on the grenade counts down. Catherine grabs an umbrella.
Get her up.
She whacks the grenade into the sea and a jet of water shoots up.
Look, there's the whale.
Diggs.
Butch, if you're not too busy,
need a little help.
Diggs, hold still. I'll use my laser. Now don't move a paw.
Duncan harnesses Butch.
Hey, Catherine! We gotta jump! Overboard!
Do something! I'm slipping!
No! I can't. It's the water.
Look, we'll call Dr. Phil later, but right now I need some help!
Seamus flings Angus against a step.
Hey, you bastard! And you're lucky I don't smack you upside your cat head!
Duncan rides Butch.
Kick him in the bagpipes, Butch!
What are you doing?
Butch throws him off.
Now it's my turn.
The girl from the slide is on the ferry. She sees the animals and looks at her mom. Butch knocks Duncan overboard.
Mom! What's happening again?
Mom looks.
Honey, there's nothing there.
Hey, just a friendly reminder.
Seamus!
Your mission is still to protect me!
Catherine, snap out of it!
I'm so sorry. I never seen so much of it.
Diggs spots the grappling hook.
Here goes nothing!
Diggs, no!
He swings on the rope.
No guts, no glory!
No breaks!
The grappling hook severs his rope, and he lands on deck.
Gotcha!
Ha! Take that! How's your fancy suit working out for you now, Furface?
Diggs hangs Angus on a flagpole.
Where's Kitty Galore?
Preparing the call of the wild. Soon your feeble canine brains will feel her wrath, and dog kind will crumble. Ah, smack him around. Your pecking days are over, bird. Kitty knows your pal Nicky gave you the blueprints. Blueprints? What blueprints?
Let go.
Stand down, Diggs. I'll question him from here.
Negative.
That's enough. I said stand down.
I got him, Pops. I know what I'm doing.
Diggs catapults Angus, who lands beside Duncan in an inflatable life raft.
Hey, Angus. No, can we get ice cream?
Oh. Fisherman's Wharf, 5 hours, 18 minutes and 44 seconds to Kitty's deadline. Everyone gets off the ferry.
Diggs, you've ruined everything. First you let the carrier pigeon get away, then you almost drowned us in kitty litter, and now you've let the McDougals escape!
Well, I didn't blow up the ferry. I mean, that's something.
I've had it with you. You're untrainable. I told Lou you didn't have what it takes to be an agent, and I was right.
What are you saying?
I'm saying go home, Diggs.
Butch glares.
You're off this team.
Diggs gulps.
I don't want to be rude, but the bird's still all good, right?
Come on, Seamus. We've got work to do. What about you?
I'll catch up with you. I need to check in with Meows first.
Suit yourself.
Good luck, dog.
Butch and Seamus leave.
You know, you don't have to pretend to check in with Meows just so you can thank me for saving your life.
I do have to check in with Meows.
Oh, right.
But I also want to thank you for saving my life. Hey, you're hurt.
No, I'm fine.
Well, too bad, tough guy. You're coming with me to get fixed up.
Huh?
He's hurt his paw. At the wharf, Shane sticks a missing poster up with the photo of Diggs on it.
Excuse me, sir. Give him to this dog, have you?
All right.
He's offering a $1,000 reward.
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart. It's me.
Hey, honey.
How's it going? Did you find him?
No, nothing yet. I just can't believe I let this happen.
It wasn't your fault, honey. You're doing everything you can.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like I'm so close to finding him.
Come home and we'll look together.
Diggs passes behind him.
Where is he?
Hey. Where is he?
Hey!
I'm running out of time. Where is that stupid pigeon?
No.
Hey, there's my cat. What do you say there, kitty?
And where have you been?
Hey, calm down. Can't a guy take a statue break?
The chip.
Excellent. This computer chip is the last piece I need. Now no one can stand in my way.
What was that?
That, my dear? That's just a loose end that's conveniently tied itself up.
Kitty!
Speeded up footage of crowds zipping about Chinatown. Catherine enters an apartment through a cat flap. Diggs tries to follow her, but gets stuck.
My humans are out tonight, so just relax while I check in with Meows. Come on, Diggs. Just one paw after the other.
He squeezes through.
If my nieces give you any trouble.
Nieces?
Look, guys! Auntie Catherine brought home a friend, and he's a doggy!
Hi. Hello. Catherine, could you help me out here? This is just a little too adorable for my taste.
Diggs lies surrounded by the kittens.
Is it true there's a spot on your tummy, and if I tickle it, your foot will shake?
Nah, that's just a myth.
A kitten tickles him, and his foot shakes.
Oh, boy, that's it.
All right, girls, that's enough.
Aww.
Leave the poor mutt alone.
Oh, man.
Bye, puppy.
Now, let's have a look at that paw. Oh, it's just a little splinter.
Really? Because it feels like a giant 6-inch spike, like a...
Ouch!
Oh, come on. My nieces are tougher than that.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. I mean, I'm a dog. I can't believe they don't hate me.
Well, I guess they haven't learned to yet.
Anyway, listen, thanks for fixing me up. I should probably be heading home now.
Home, huh? So where do you live?
It was over at the... You know, I'm kind of between homes right now, so I'll probably just head back to the kennel.
The kennel? That's terrible.
No, it's fine, really. It's fine. It's...
Diggs, how much time have you spent in kennels?
I guess I was just a pup when I first got dropped off. My owner said he'd be right back, but...
Well, how did you finally get out?
A man, Shane. He's a cop. I guess he saw something in me that nobody else did. Made me his partner. And I swore I was never gonna let him down. There was no way I was ever gonna wind up in the kennel again.
And then what?
I wound up in the kennel again. No matter how hard I try, I just keep messing things up. Or blowing things up.
Could all of this maybe have something to do with not being able to follow an order to save your life?
But it's not like I don't want to follow orders. It's just, I learned pretty early on that the only one I could count on, the only one I could really trust, was me. That way, no one could ever let me down.
Yeah, but no one can help you either.
Oh, right.
The eyes of a toy mouse light up.
Hey, funky doorbell.
No, it's meows. Come on, let's go.
A room full of cats? Try and stop me.
Here we go again. I was born in a box bigger than this.
Ouch! Get off my tail! Hang on.
Oh, right, the dropping floor thing. I see one of those.
The floor of the cat play center drops and Catherine slides into an underground lair through one of 8 numbered tubes. Diggs gets stuck with his tail hanging out.
Some help here?
A command center.
Welcome to Meows.
It's high tech.
Whoa.
This is not an emergency, sir. You still have 7 lives left.
Okay, Diggs. No barking, no drooling, and definitely no chasing my colleagues.
A cat admires goldfish in a kitty cooler water dispenser.
Yum yum.
Tab, Agent 47 reporting for duty.
Tab sees Diggs.
Alert, has been
Guys, please, can you stop running? I'm seriously fighting the urge to chase you.
No, Tab, he's cool. He's with me.
Oh, Catherine. I feel like an idiot up here.
Tab hangs from the ceiling. A cat carrier tank rolls up.
Stand down, Brigadier. The dog lives.
Oh, man! I never get to use this thing!
Gathered cats stare at Diggs.
Does he look rabid to you? He looks rabid to me.
We've isolated a voice on Kitty Galore's threat recording.
Slave all mankind!
That's a human. Definitely human.
Whoa. Back up.
Right.
Now zoom in.
A poster reflected in Kitty's eye.
Well, I'll be. Tinkles was right. A cat's eye does reveal everything.
Tab, flip the image. Chuck the Magnificent.
Okay, let's see.
Tab Googles it.
Ah, here we are.
The amusement park website.
Playland, huh? So, who's up for a corn dog?
Catherine drives a sidecar attached to a motorbike.
Can I ask you something? Don't take this the wrong way, but you know that saying, cat got your tongue? Yeah. You're not gonna steal my tongue, are you?
It's an expression, Diggs.
Whoa. Man, you drive like a girl.
No, Diggs, I drive like a cat. Now be a good dog and stick your head out the window.
The ticket booth.
Break.
Welcome to Playland. Parking is $5.
Catherine flicks a switch and a robotic mannequin on the motorbike throws change at the ticket window.
Enjoy the park, sir.
They drive on towards the park. 1 hour, 13 minutes and 59 seconds to Kitty's deadline.
place looks pretty secure. So, how exactly are we planning on getting in there?
A man in a furry bear costume comes out of a gate labelled Service and Staff Gate Only. He sits down with a newspaper and a soft drink.
Wait a second. I know what to do. Butch taught me this. This is a little maneuver I like to call fetch a stick.
Diggs takes a piece of wood from the back of a pickup truck. The man in the bear costume slaps his drink. The piece of wood hits him on the head, knocking him out. Diggs looks at Catherine.
Whoops.
They enter a circus tent.
We haven't got much time to find Kitty.
Now, look for something that resembles a baloney with a head.
They scurry onto a stage and sniff around. Catherine sees her warped reflection in a crazy mirror.
Okay, there. Yikes.
Catherine, I sure hope we're not chasing our tails here.
Huh? What the? Is this what it's come to, darlings? Cats and dogs working together.
Call me old-fashioned, but I preferred it when we all hated each other.
Don't worry, we still hate you.
Wow, not even a mother could love that face.
Pause.
Meows, this is Agent 42. Hey, what are you doing? No, my collar!
The lights go out as they're ambushed. In an alleyway, three pigeons sing around a burning Coke can. Butch watches as Seamus roots around in his nest.
I don't know. Maybe I was too hard on the kid.
Let's see. Some thread, some twigs, a rubber band. Scratch that. Two rubber bands. What a lucky... You talking about lucky... Wait a minute. What are we looking for?
The blueprints. The cat on the ferry said your cousin Nikki gave you some blueprints.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look.
Butch sticks his head in.
What do you know? You're right in this place. My insurance doesn't cover this. This is why my landlord said no pets.
Butch tears the metal aircon unit Seamus has nested in off the wall.
Well, always great having you over, Butch. You're the life of the party. Hey, what's Kitty Galore's name doing on my wallpaper?
That's not wallpaper. That's a blueprint for a giant satellite dish. This is worse than we thought.
She's trying to get free HBO.
This is why Kitty's after you. Your cousin Nikki stashed this here. Collar, camera.
A camera on Butch's collar sends pictures of the blueprint to Lou at HQ and Tab at Meow's.
HQ, you getting this?
Holy lawn log. That thing is three stories tall. If this device is real, it's our worst fears come true.
Lou, Meow's here. We just picked up a distress signal from Catherine. She's with one of your agents.
Deeds.
They were chasing a lead on Kitty's hideout, a place called Playland. You're looking for one Chuck the Magnificent.
Tab, I'm sending you a blueprint. Butch, go get our agent.
Copy that. I just hope the kid's okay.
So this is how it ends for me. In a circus tent, chained to a cat. Great master plan, Kitty.
Please don't judge my master plan until you've heard the whole thing, huh? You see, in 20 minutes, I will begin broadcasting the call of the wild. And every canine on this planet will become a mad dog forever.
Right, right, right. Like I'm supposed to believe a bunch of weird sounds are gonna make me a mad dog forever.
Ah, so you do understand. I was worried the whole thing was a tad complicated. You know, for a dog. Pause. Let's show our friends what we have up our metaphorical sleeve. A dog's sensitive hearing has always been considered a tactical advantage, but now it will be their downfall.
Observe.
A hologram.
Look at the little doggies. Losing control. They're even turning on their owners. These poor humans have no idea what's happened. Their dogs have all gone mad. And there's only one place for a mad dog.
No, no. Not the kennels.
Yes, yes, the kennels. Where they will be forever. Alone, unwanted, unloved. Seem familiar, Officer Diggs?
Nice try, Kitty. But there's a lot of dogs in this world. What are you gonna do? Go door to door with your little sound? That would take you the rest of your nine lives.
That's true. Unless I had a satellite. Why do you think I've been telling you all this? I got time to kill until my satellite's in position. Then, once I beam the signal, it will instantly broadcast from every TV, radio, and cell phone on Earth. Oh, okay, show's over.
No, no! You'll never get away with this, Kitty.
Oh, I was hoping someone would say I'll never get away with this. It'll make it so much more satisfying when I do. Now sit back and relax. Perhaps you'd care for a drink of water?
Pause unveils a tank of water beneath them.
No! Water! Not water!
in the water. Ah.
Oh.
Please, Kitty, I can't swim.
Perfect. I don't want you to swim.
I want you to drown.
Pause and Kitty leave Diggs and Catherine dangling over Poseidon's tank of doom. Flying a jetpack.
We're almost at Playland.
Oh, if there's one ride we should go on, it's the roller coaster.
We're not going on any rides.
Don't be scared. I'll hold your paw, big baby.
A weighted bag leaks cat litter, slowly lowering Diggs and Catherine towards the water tank.
There's got to be a way out of here.
Catherine, listen. Since this is the end, I guess I can say I think I might like you.
Diggs, stop.
No, shh, don't say anything. I know it's uncomfortable to hear, but I think we're buds. There, I said it. I like a cat. Ah! I feel so free!
No, stop! I can use your collar.
No, you can't. It doesn't do anything. It's not even good for fleas.
No, I could just get it loose. I can pick the lock.
She picks a padlock on the chains with his buckle.
Nice work! Okay, now me.
No.
She drops the collar into the tank.
Don't worry, Diggs. I'm gonna get you out of here.
No, Catherine, there's no time. You gotta stop Kitty.
I'm not leaving you, Diggs. Come on, Catherine. You can do this.
She dives into the water and retrieves the collar from the bottom of the tank, using it to pick the lock, fastening the chains around Diggs. They emerge from the water.
Oh, you owe me big time, dog.
Yeah, about what I said before about liking cats.
Never happened.
Thank you.
Chuck breaks out of a closet in his trailer and falls flat on his face. He's wrapped up in chains and a straitjacket. His arms restrained, Chuck staggers to his feet.
Hey, Kitty! Sorry! Crack his mouth along! Where are you, girl?
He sees the keys on his desk.
Ah, Chuck! You're a great A doofus! Here they are! Kitty! You in here?
He opens the knife box. Inside, a picture of him has been stabbed.
Don't worry, Kitty! We all get stage fright sometimes! We can get through this together! The show must go on! Just need 5 minutes.
He tries to pick the keys up in his mouth and falls over.
Maybe 10.
Is that Seamus?
Over here.
There's no reason we can't save the world and get snow cones.
Hey, guys.
Catherine.
What in the...
Rookie.
Butch.
Collar, comlink. HQ, we have Catherine and Diggs.
Nice work, Butch. Now find Kitty's device.
They peer around the circus tent.
Where could Kitty be hiding that satellite dish?
It must be huge. You can't just hide something like that.
Hey, wait a second. That ride looks kind of like a...
Sure does.
Genius!
What? All I see is a giant satellite dish looking... Oh!
Team, huddle up!
It's go time.
Save the dogs, save the world.
First thing to do, get on top of that ride.
Yes! Wait, is there a height requirement for this ride?
Kitty climbs the roof of the swing ride. Scrumptious is on her back with a CD.
Behold my glorious device.
A satellite on a structure in the middle of the roof.
Careful, Scrumptious. Scratch that disc. I scratch you.
Kitty dangles Scrumptious by his tail. He puts the CD into a CD player. Kitty's on the antennae.
Excuse me, has anyone seen my assistant? She kind of looks like a raw chicken.
Chuck spots Kitty on the roof of the swing ride.
Oh, my Lord! Kitty! Get down from there!
Let's get this party started. As soon as my satellite is in position, I hit the button and upload the signal. Uh-oh. What?
Butch flies towards them.
3, 2, 1.
Diggs, Catherine, and Seamus are with him. Butch releases the wings and they freefall.
I love being a spy dog! Yeah!
Their parachutes open.
Why am I doing this? Whoa!
Brakes, brakes, brakes! Hey, Catzilla!
Catherine kicks paws as she lands on the roof of the ride.
Yes! Perfect landing. Watch out, Kitty, because Seamus is about to kick your...
He falls through a hatch.
Paws! Stop them!
Paws fires a net. They jump out of the way. Chuck comes up through the hatch and becomes entangled in the net. He falls backwards and dangles from the rotating roof of the ride.
Whoa! Is that the magician?
Ooh, this guy is amazing.
Paws thumps on his special wristband. A wing pops out. He's blown upwards.
The satellite is almost in position. Okay, Butch. We've analyzed the blueprints, and we think there's a kill switch somewhere on that device.
Look, that red button, it looks like an off switch. We have to get up to that control
panel. Guys, the dog and cat pyramid from the cat lady house.
Good thinking.
You know what to do.
Right.
Lou talks to them via a headset. Diggs stands on Butch's back and Catherine on Diggs.
Ow! Wait! What are you doing?
Catherine can't quite reach the red button.
I can't reach it! Now what?
Ta-da! It's a bird! It's a plane!
Nope, had it right the first time.
Excuse me. Pardon me? Pigeon to the rescue?
Seamus climbs their backs, then takes flight.
Here I go!
Seamus crashes into the button.
I mean, thank you.
Wait!
You fools! Not every red button is an off switch.
So buckle up, kiddies! The real ride has just begun.
A large device opens on top of the ride, raising the satellite dish. A powerful blue beam shoots up into the night sky and connects with a satellite in space.
The signal's fired. The satellite's uploading the call of the wild.
Butch! Butch! Are you there? Talk to me! Come in!
On the roof of the ride, they're blown backwards.
Luke, come in!
Butch's collar sparks.
We've lost the HQ.
I suggest we just tag out and call it a day.
Diggs, any ideas?
Diggs looks up and spots a blue cable.
If I can get up to those wires, I might be able to disconnect them and shut this thing down.
Then here, you're gonna need this.
Butch's collar.
Really?
Yeah, really. And don't scratch it.
Diggs takes the collar and hooks it over his head.
What do you say, Catherine? Feel like going for a ride?
Let's do this.
Collar, grappling hook.
It shoots out and hooks onto a support strut.
Woo-hoo!
They swing out and land on a strut.
Collar, retract!
They crawl up onto the platform where the satellite is. Paws bears his metal teeth. Diggs bites Paws, taking a chunk of fur. Two metal legs.
Oh my.
Paws is a fierce-looking robot with red eyes.
Meow!
Woo! A robot cat. I know what I want for Christmas.
Like my new invention? Amazing what you can do with a few spare parts and a thirst to destroy mankind.
My collar! Let's go!
Right behind you.
They swing away on the grappling line.
This is futile. We're seconds away from a world full of barking mad canines, and you're too late to stop it.
Diggs and Catherine climb a mast towards Kitty. The satellite projects a red beam that radiates at Dog HQ.
It's happening. The call of the wild is in London, New York, Albuquerque.
That leaves less than a minute till it's directly overhead.
Come on, guys. You can do this.
We're almost at the wires.
Catherine, something's wrong with my call.
Whoa.
Then it's time for Plan B.
I hate Plan B!
Okay, on my count. 3, 2, 1, jump!
They swing high on the grappling line. They let go.
Oh, yeah!
They land at the top.
That was your plan to stop me? When this is over, you'll be the first to be locked up.
Sister, this dog is never going back to the kennels.
Huh?
You again.
The robot cat bounds up to where Diggs is tampering with cables.
Wanna bite something, pal? Bite this.
Diggs puts the cable in its mouth. The robot shakes.
What? Wait! No! No!
A red beam shoots out from the satellite dish straight towards the satellite in space, which fizzes, then explodes.
You think I'm finished? Never! It'll take more than some dog and a cat to stop me!
I've had it!
Scrumptious kicks his way out of a tin.
How about a mouse?
Scrumptious? What?
He presses a button.
Scrumptious!
To an ejector seat.
Bye-bye!
Kitty sails through the air towards the girl from the slide.
Mom!
The girl's on a fairground ride. Kitty lands in a spinning candy floss machine.
Watch out! It's gonna blow! Abandon!
Sparks fly out of the collapsing structure on the swing ride. Golden sparks explode like fireworks. Chuck falls off the ride, lands on his feet with his arms open and catches his top hat. Kitty sails out of the candy floss machine and lands in Chuck's top hat, wrapped in candy floss that looks like fur, making her cuter. A boy gawps, the watching crowd claps.
Thank you, San Francisco!
Do you feel that, Kitty? Do you feel the love?
A bright morning. The skyscrapers of San Francisco stand in the distance. Dig sits on a quiet suburban street opposite Shane's house. A woman strolls past with her dog. Shane comes out in his dressing gown. He picks up a newspaper, then opens the mailbox, which has the Larson family painted on it. Shane heads in, but stops.
Diggs?
He turns to Diggs.
Diggs! Glad to see you too, buddy. Come here! Come here, something cool!
How did you get here? Hey, Diggs, listen to me. I am so sorry that I didn't stick up for you more. I promise that will never happen again. Do you hear me? Welcome home, buddy. Come on, let's go inside. Come on, Dixie!
Honey, you're not gonna believe who I just found.
Dix goes into the house with Shane. In the backyard, Dix pulls a blanket over Shane's baby. His wife chuckles.
Looks like someone's made a new best friend.
Oh. Here you go, boy. He's like a new dog. Think he misses being a cop?
Trust me, honey. Excitement's the last thing on his mind.
Zoe, do you
want
to... Dix sees a motorized squirrel go into his kennel. Dix trots into his kennel.
Alert, Agent Dix. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, will be revealed at HQ. The squirrel will self-destruct, but first, a little dance.
The squirrel turns, shakes its tail, and wiggles its legs.
All right, I'm done.
It explodes. Dix straightens and raises an eyebrow. He pushes a bent nail down and the plank of wood it's on flips to reveal a blue launch button. Dix drops through a trapdoor into a jet-powered shuttle. Dix trots through Dog HQ. The big screen at the front flickers, peeks at a smaller screen.
Talk to me.
Our firewall's been breached.
Somebody hacked the system.
Hacked the system?
Who? How's that even possible?
Only one mastermind could do that. But he's in...
On the large screen, Fluffy White Tinkles sips a cocktail.
Oh, gee, not this guy again.
Greetings, my furry friends. It is I, Tinkles, free, scot-free. Did you really think The Rock could hold me forever? I'm definitely not an indoor cat. Hey, Ringo, enough with the steel drums here. I'm trying to talk, Mon. Hey, boss, I'm riffing. I'm going to enjoy this game of cat and mouse. Or shall I say, cat and cat. And dog. Oh, and of course you have the little bird there too, right? Huh? Wow, it's like a whole petting zoo. Anyway, come and get me, if you dare!
The image distorts.
All right, team, we got work to do.
You're not going anywhere.
What? Why not?
Because you don't have your new collar, Agent. Ow.
Go ahead with your bad self. Bling!
You guys ready to do this?
Work with a bunch of dogs again? How could I say no?
Absolutely. Wait, we're talking about lunch, right?
All right, team. Let's go kick some tail. Why can't we
be friends? ITFC audio description by Sam Clark and Alice Sanders. Why can't we be friends? Amusing camcorder footage of cats and dogs fighting. Two cats trot along on a treadmill, one stops and falls off the end. Dogs and cats fight and wrestle.
We just fight, fight, it just ain't right. While we put ourselves through, we can't get along, no.
Dix, James Marsden, Butch, Nick Nolte, Catherine, Christina Applegate, Seamus, Cat Williams, Kitty Galore, Bette Midler, Lou, Neil Patrick Harris.
We can make a change and prove everybody wrong.
Mr. Tinkles, Sean Hayes, Calico, Wallace Shawn, Tab Lazenby, Roger Moore, Peek, Joe Pantoliano, Sam, Michael Clark Duncan, Shane, Chris O'Donnell, Chuck, Jack McBrayer, Friedrich, Fred Armisen, Little Girl, Kiernan Shipka, Crazy Carlito, Paul Rodriguez, Scrumptious Patches, Catherine's niece, E.G. Daly, Paul's Cat Spy Analyst, Phil Lamar. Let's go, let's go. I'd rather be with you. Angus McDougall, Michael Beattie, Duncan McDougall, Jeff Bennett, Captain Fleming, Malcolm Stewart, Reporter, Dawn Chabai, Coit Tower Guard, Keith Dallas, Jackie, Pascal Hutton.
Let's put this thing on track.
Security Bulldog, Catherine's niece, Cat Spy Analyst, Grey Delisle, Rex, Len Morganti, Cat Lady, Betty Phillips, Hep Cat, Cat Spy Analyst, Chris Parson, Cool Cat, Dog Killer, Cat Spy Analyst, Slim, Bumper Robinson, Rocky, Rick Wasserman. Inmate Fat Cat, Roger L. Jackson, Dog HQPA, Catherine's niece, Bonnie Cahoon, Gruff K9, J.K. Simmons, Snobby K9, Andre Sogoluitso, Cat Gunner, Cat Spy Analyst, Carlos Alazraki, Mom, Ingrid Tesh. Playland Worker, Amitai Marmorstein, Old Man, Robert Hugo, Used Car Salesman, Mark Burgess, Park Patrons, Sage Brocklebank. Puppeteers, Dave Barkley, Adam Bear, Jeff Redknapp, Bruce Lanoil, McKellen Sisti. Stunt Coordinator, Melissa R. Stubbs. Stunts, Scott Atea, Lauro Chartron, Dwayne Dickinson, Wade Eastwood, Alex Green, Rowan Harland. Leif Havdale, Ken Kierzinger, Mike Mitchell, Tony Morelli, Scott Nicholson, Sean C. Orr, Nick Powell. Directed by Brad Payton, written by Ron J. Friedman and Steve Benchich, based on characters created by John Requer and Glenn Ficchiara, produced by Andrew Lazar, Polly Johnson. Executive producers Brent O'Connor, Bruce Berman. Director of Photography Steve Poster, ASC. Production designer Rusty Smith. Edited by Julie Rogers. Co-producer Miri Yoon. Visual effects producer Randall Starr. Music by Christopher Lennertz. Music supervisor Julianne Jordan. Animatronics effects supervisor Dave Barkley. Costumes designed by Tish Monaghan. Casting by Christy Carlson. Unit production manager Brent O'Connor. Production manager Ron McLeod. Animals provided by Boone's Animals for Hollywood. Associate producer Debbie Bossy. Visual effects supervisors Blair Clark. Richard R. Hoover. Soundtrack album on Water Tower Music. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Get the Party Started, written by Linda Perry. Performed by Dame Shirley Bassey. All materials protected by copyright laws of the United States and all countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. WV Films, IV, LLC, is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorised exhibition, distribution or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with or similarity to actual persons living or dead or to actual events is intended or should be inferred. Mr. Tinkles on the beach.
Come on, why isn't this working? Hey, hey, help me with my email. I gotta reach my vet. I gotta give me some of that deworming cream. Tropical heat makes my butt itch like you wouldn't believe.
Wait.
What's this green light for? This thing's supposed to be on?
Boss, you're still connected.
So everything I'm... But so they can still... Rash. So the cream... Oh, wow. Cats rule. Yeah.
Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.